We have U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin on the line to discuss the status of the emergency federal relief stimulus and whether there are any signs of Congress coalescing around the size and the shape of the aid as the economy worsens and COVID becomes more concerning, more dire by the day. What relief do you, your family, your business, your livelihood need right now? What do you want to ask Senator Baldwin? Conversation right here. It's 800-642-1234. Again, conversation is here, 800-642-1234, as we get Senator Tammy Baldwin on the line. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, it's a delight to join you.
So we heard yesterday the group of your colleagues in the Senate proposed a $908 billion relief bill. What are the chances that will pass and be signed into law before the end of the year?
Well, I will say it's picking up momentum and endorsements, and there's a fair amount of agreement that this bipartisan effort provides the appropriate framework for moving forward. Really, a lot of the answer to that question lies in the hands of Mitch McConnell. He is the one who holds the power to decide what will come before the Senate for debate. And thus far, he has not indicated that he'll bring this measure up. But I think pressure is mounting. And all of us who hear regularly from our constituents know how necessary this is at this point. We are seeing so many programs that were stood up in the CARES Act, which was passed in March of this year. These programs expire. Some have already expired, but others expire at the end of this month.
Yeah.
And we just can't afford to have, you know, greater suffering than already has been imposed by this horrible pandemic.
Well, let me ask you this. The Republican narrative that we hear is that the economic recovery is strong enough to need only a smaller scale aid relief package. Are Democrats overdoing it here, putting in way too much money than necessary to keep the nation whole?
You know, first of all, if you are on unemployment right now because you've, you know, the small business you worked for has closed, or, you know, you're a gig worker, that sort of thing, those benefits expire at the end of December. In fact, the day after Christmas. And I think it's hard to argue that they should no longer have any sort of unemployment insurance protections, given the fact that this pandemic has gone on much longer than was anticipated back in March when the CARES Act was passed. But we also know from, you know, the record hospitalizations that are occurring and the struggles that we've seen with budgets at the municipal level, that communities are really having to make, you know, enormously tough decisions like laying off frontline workers because their budgets don't allow them to do the frontline response to the pandemic and everything else all at once.
But
so I think it's definitely necessary. And then I add to that yesterday's testimony before the Senate Banking Committee by the Fed chairman and other economists who say, you know, Congress needs to do more, not less, if we're going to avoid a massive second recession.
But you have governors pleading with Congress, saying states need financial help. They need it now. We're coming to the end of the year. Do you agree a smaller relief package is better than nothing?
Well, I certainly agree that this framework that has been put together on a bipartisan basis in the Senate is a framework we should deal with in order to get relief before the end of the year. It's dramatically smaller than the HEROES Act that was passed in May in the House but never taken up in the Senate. But it is larger than the proposal from Majority Leader McConnell that didn't provide any assistance to cities and states. There was no local government funding in that proposal. So I think this strikes a compromise. It is a result of compromise. And I think Mitch McConnell would be very wise to put it on, to bring it before the Senate.
If you're just joining us, we have U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on the line. Let's take a call now. Cole is with us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Cole. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm glad to talk to you directly, Senator Baldwin. I have a question. In a hypothetical situation where the Democrats lose the runoff seats in Georgia and Republicans hold control of the Senate, would you be in favor or support of having Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, when they are inaugurated, take over presiding over the Senate as it had originally intended to be? It seems like the Speaker or the leader of the Senate has become a formality more so. And if that continues, then we definitely will see gridlock with meaningful stimulus and legislation. So I'd be curious to know whether you would support having Kamala Harris take over the original role in the Senate as vice president that would be able to bring forth whatever legislation needed to be brought.
Cole wondering about ushering forth legislation. Senator Baldwin.
Well, I will say that there's a very robust discussion going on right now before those two elections that remain in Georgia on January 5th. It's a bipartisan discussion about how to move more legislation and have more debates on the Senate floor. And I've been encouraged by that. I don't know that it would make much of a difference who presides over the Senate in terms of moving legislation. It really is the decision of the majority leader, whoever that might be. But what we're trying to figure out is there a way we can bring bipartisan legislation that's been considered in committees and had favorable bipartisan votes that we can ease that sort of legislation getting to the floor and having debates, which has really stalled in these last couple of years. And it's been there's been consequences. You know, we came to the Senate because we wanted to make progress for the people we represent. And anyhow, there's a great history written of who presides over the Senate, and certainly the Vice President of the United States has the authority to do that. But I really think it's Senate rules that need to be looked at in order to move legislation.
I want to touch here on the vaccine rollout. Health leaders are saying it could take $8 billion to get vaccines to the public. Will Congress allocate this?
Well, if we pass the COVID relief legislation that we were just discussing, there is an allocation in that measure to assist the states with getting the vaccine out in phases to, at first, the highest risk individuals, and then ultimately we know that we want to have the vast majority of our citizens receiving that vaccine. And yes, while some of the logistics are already, contemplated and paid for, states do need additional relief, as do localities, in order to do this properly and quickly.
The National Guard has been critical in testing, being the one for specimen collection, keeping these sites running. We know that funding is set to expire on December 31st. Will Congress support President Biden, who pledges to refund federal funds for the Guard?
So right now, this is a matter that lies in the hands of President Trump. Congress does not provide the orders that would allow the Wisconsin National Guard and other states' National Guards to do this testing and for the federal government to pay for it, that's really a decision that lies with President Trump. Right now, on December 31st, federal funding for the Wisconsin National Guard will expire unless the president acts now. And what we don't want to see is a one-month gap in early January, where there's no federal funding for the National Guard. As you know, and as you said, President-elect Biden has pledged to extend the funding for the National Guard. But unless President Trump acts, we will have a gap between December 31st and January 20th.
One more thing I want to get to. Over the next 8 days, Congress has to deal with passing a $1.4 trillion annual spending bill to fund government. The stopgap measure expires on the 11th. Are you concerned about missing the deadline or the likes of a partial government shutdown?
Well, I will say that a lot of progress was made with our appropriations measures over the Thanksgiving holiday. And every report I've heard suggests that we're well on our way to present an omnibus. I think the questions that remain are whether we would combine it with a COVID package or whether we would pass two bills separately.
Would you be in support of COVID relief rolling into that annual spending bill?
I would have no objection to that. However we can get it across the finish line, I think we got to do it.
Senator Baldwin, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.